The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
I believe it is. Let's give away some merchandise, shall we? A strip of temporary tattoos that you can place on your body anywhere you choose. There's three in a strip.
Yeah.
So you can have all three on yourself.
Spread them out for your big gatherings in the summer, one for each occasion.
Oh, that's a good idea. Yeah, so save one for your wedding, then you can have the next one for whatever's coming along next. So to win one, you need to enter the ink tank. Effectively, the tattooist needle has gone all over some key words from yesterday's show. Identify what's missing and the tattoo. Hats are yours. And the clip you're about to hear comes from yesterday's Social Ammunition, where Matt brought us a clip of Wayne Rooney giving away a little too much about his former England teammates.
Bill, who was the Chelsea masseuse, was in there. He'd massage them, and then they'd go in bed, and they'd go in, they'd get off the end of the bed, he'd massage them until he fall asleep, and then he tucked them in.
Do you know what he said?
That could be anything.
Wait for the options.
Yeah.
So, what did John Terry and Frank Lampard, a.k.a. JT and Lamps, like to have massaged before being tucked into bed? Is it A, their feet, or B, their bottoms? Is it A, glutes, I think they're called in the massage world. A, their feet, or B, their bottoms. Your names and your answers, A or B, to 8-12-15 right now. That's 8-12-15. Stop picturing Lamp's bottom, everyone.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Welcome to the Ink Tank. Joining us right now on line one is Mickey. Good morning, Mickey.
Morning, Dave. Morning, team.
Welcome along to the show. Mickey is in Nottingham, loves the main station and a bit of noughties, builds airplane engines for Rolls-Royce.
Oh, nice.
So, Mickey, it's great. Are you nervous at all, Mickey?
Not really, no.
Okay, fine. Because I was going to say, oh, Mickey, you'll be fine. You'll be fine. It blows my mind. Oh, Mickey. We probably should have rehearsed that during the last song. Yeah, there we go. Mickey, we were in the ink tank and we were hearing a tale from Wayne Rooney about JT and Lamps having a part of their body massaged privately before going to sleep. But was it their feet or their bottoms that they like to have massaged?
It was their feet.
Let's see if you're right. Here we go.
Bill, who was the Chelsea masseuse, was in there. He'd massage them and then they'd go in bed. And they'd go in, they'd get the feet out the end of the bed, he'd massage the feet. Massage the feet till he falls asleep, and then he'd tuck them in. Do you know what
I'm saying? I bet Lamps and JT are thrilled the way Rooney is.
Their legal people can stand down there.
Mickey, well done. You have got yourself a strip of Dave Berry Breakfast Show logo tattoos. There's three, so there's only one question remaining. Where are you going to put me on your body?
On my back and my arms.
Oh wow. Yeah. So you're going to use all three in one go. Triple dropping. Wow.
Back and my arms.
So which part of your back?
Probably across my shoulders.
Nice. Oh, yeah, and then one on each arm.
Yes, mate, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Talk to me like I'm asking a stupid question as well. Yes, mate, what are you getting about this? On my back and both my arms. Where will I be on display, Mickey? Like, which part of the world? In Greece.
In Greece in about 3 weeks.
Yes.
So 3 weeks' time in Greece by the pool.
Look out for Mickey.
If you see someone with three Dave Berry tattoos on it, then you know that's our Mickey. Well done, Mickey. Thanks for tuning into the show.
Cheers, mate.
Speak to you soon. Have a great holiday. Bye now.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
As promised, up steps Matt Dyson with the Social Ammunition. Matt, what's going on out there?
Well, it's the big England game tonight, of course, at the Euros. All pumped to watch more free-flowing attacking football. Can't wait. So excited.
I'm not joining
Southgate
in. I listened to Harry Kane yesterday. I could be nice, is basically what he said, and I'm going to be nice.
We're already through.
Fair enough.
We've never had it so good. It's lovely.
Well said, Glenn. Like Carl Walker was saying in his post-match interview, it's all great. What are you on about? We're doing really well.
It's good.
There is no issue here. But Scotland are sadly out, of course. And it seems that their Bavarian host hotel may have been having, I don't know if they were deliberately having a laugh at their expense where it just didn't work out very well. But when they left the hotel, the Scotland players, you've probably seen this video by now, they walked out of the hotel all dejected and sad to get on the team bus to go home. And a local Bavarian umpire band had lined up to perform. And the music wasn't really fitting for the occasion, you could say. The video is amazing. I'll share it on my Twitter.
Yeah.
To see the dejected faces of the Scotland squad.
Yeah. Imagine this is playing while John McGinn just walks past the camera with a single tear rolling down his cheek. It's the most ill-placed umpa band in the history of time.
It really is, isn't it? It's amazing. So
when you're sad, you don't want to be followed by a trombone.
No. Joe, if England get knocked out...
Oh, yes.
I think that they should... We get the umpa band, yeah, but I think it should be all the players that didn't make the plane. So, like, Grealish on the trombone, Madison on the trumpet.
Madison's in a later version. Yeah, love it.
Yeah.
Grealish on the triangle.
Grealish squirting mayo everywhere. Going, yeah. We did the right thing. That would be amazing, wouldn't it? More umpa bands, please, Germans, if you're listening. And then the other story this morning is the amazing video of Macca and Tay-Tay, two worlds colliding. So Paul McCartney dancing in the crowd at Taylor Swift at Wembley. He's 82.
I couldn't believe this. I was there.
You were at the gig.
And I was looking at all the private boxes, thinking I must have seen Paul McCartney because he's up there. He wasn't. He was on the floor.
Like a civilian. And that's where you were, wasn't it? Did you see any kerfuffle around him as he walked through?
No, because all eyes were on Taylor Swift. Swift.
Of course.
He could have been anyone. And,
Tom
Cruise could have walked through a crowd. He wouldn't have been recognised once.
The video footage.
God, you're dirt here. We're looking at Taylor Swift.
The video footage.
What have you ever done?
Of Macca dancing with these three Canadian Taylor Swift fans. It's amazing. He's still got the moves at 82. It's unbelievable.
Of course, and on the news yesterday, it said he was giving out wristbands.
Oh, yeah, to a VIP tent. He was on his way to a VIP tent, apparently.
Right, so he bought some merch.
So he said, hey, you come out?
Hey, guys.
Why not?
He's a
encounter that. He patted me down for security, but other than that,
I'll share both of those videos so you can see them for yourselves. You'll be talking about them later and I've saved your data.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio. 10 weeks of tickets.
7:45 on your Tuesday morning. We are wanting desperately to give you the chance to go to Edinburgh Castle and see the Manic Street Preachers and Suede sing and dance together. It's going to be an incredible night out, and hoping to win their way in. On line one is Mike. Good morning, Mike.
Morning, Dave. Morning, team.
Hello. Hi, welcome along to the show. Mike, I'm going to play you the Manic mix-up again. You get one last listen to it. Here we go. One of these songs is by the Manics, one by Suede. Here we go. I'm assured it won't sound like this on the night.
You never know.
So, can you name those two tunes?
I can. It's Australia by the Manics and Trash by Suede.
Yes. Yes, Mike.
Excellent work.
He's done it. He listens on the main station. He's off to Edinburgh Castle. Well done.
Lovely. Well, thank you very much.
You are welcome, Mike. Thank you for tuning into the show. Have a great day ahead. We'll speak to you soon.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, where, for all you newcomers out there, firstly, it's lovely having you on board, and secondly, there's something you need to be aware of. Every festive period here on this show, we encourage you, and we join in as well, to participate in a game named Whamageddon. Now, the aim of this game is to go as long as possible without hearing the Wham Christmas classic Last Christmas. Now, I know what you're thinking. What? Why are you talking about this now? It's the 25th of June. Anna's giving weather warnings and you're talking about Christmas. Well, the reason I'm discussing this right now is because last week I had what can only be described as a flurry of messages on my social media channels from people asking me if they had been whammed, because it transpires that the BBC had rerun an old episode of Top of the Pops, and George Michael and Andrew Ridgeley were on it performing Last Christmas, and people were genuinely thought, how have I been whammed in June?
Yeah,
this is so unfair.
So
the thing that I replied to each and every one of them saying, look, don't worry, because the game doesn't begin until December 1st. You're still in. And then I thought, well, of course you're still in. In fact, were all still in. And then I realised, and this all came to me a couple of days ago, that today, Tuesday the 25th of June, marks 6 months until it's Christmas Day. Yeah. And so, on the 25th of June, 2024, right now, we're going to play the Wham Christmas Classic.
Right.
Are we?
Yeah, we are.
Okay.
I've decided...
Across all stations.
Well, you know, yeah. if they're rerunning
Top of the Pops... 182 sleeps to go.
You know, if they're rerunning it on old Top of the Pops, then why not? You know, people are concerned that they've been whammed. You've not been whammed.
You've not.
We're all still in. So we're in the ultimate safe space.
Yeah, this is a good time
to
enjoy it,
we're halfway between the two points of being out. You know, it's fine.
Yeah, nice.
You know, it's good... I want to know how you feel about this, though. 8, 12, 15. Is this a good thing? Are you like, oh, this is exciting, Dave. I like this. I'm going to get out my Christmas-themed washing-up liquid. Something genuinely our boss has. Is this a bad thing? What are you doing? Is this unnerving? Are you like, hang on, I don't like this. You're making me feel uncomfortable. I'm out of my safe space. 8, 12, 15 is the number. But right now, as I say, on your 25th of June, here's Wham! And Last Christmas.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
I'm going to have to leave it there.
We've got to set some powerful people.
We've already had our first message through. It says, and the radio is off.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Pull the plug on that one, maybe, yeah.
How do you feel about that? Was that a nice thing? You like that? Was it a bad thing? Are you unnerved?
I felt really strange. We're already playing those It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year adverts as well.
Yeah.
So there's a lot going on.
You thought it was quite refreshing.
I did find
it
refreshing. It almost feels like it cools the nation down.
Oh, like a Solera.
It's an audio Solera.
What I've done is I've taken the nation's pillow and I've put it in the fridge before you go to bed.
Nice touch.
And now I'm rubbing your feet like Lamps and JT.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
So it was brought to my attention that old reruns of Top of the Pops are playing Last Christmas by Wham. And I thought to myself, well, we are out of the Whamageddon game zone. Yes. The game doesn't start till the 1st of December.
So we're all still in.
Yeah. So why don't we just all play it on the, 25th of June? Because that's 6 months until Christmas Day. And Sarah Langley, to name but one person, has got in touch saying today would have been George Michael's 61st birthday. The late, great, incredible super talent would have been celebrating his 61st birthday today. So to play that, it's a really nice thing. So I thought, you know, what do you make of this? This is going on in your lives right now. I've penetrated your homes and cars in June with a Christmas ditty. How does that make you feel? 25th of June, second day of sun, Dave, and you've condemned us all to snow for the next week.
It's like Groundhog Day.
Yeah. What are you doing, man? Absolutely loved it, Dave. Thank you. Dave in Wigan says it was like eating a doner kebab for breakfast.
That's
an analogy of how it feels. Hi, Dave. I feel like I'm a turkey that's been defrosted early. And Josh says, pretty surreal stuff. Last Christmas in June, I'm all for this. Unbelievable. And I'm actually wearing a Christmas jumper today.
Sure.
Says this anonymous texter. Believe that. Dave, excellent idea. I've always wondered what it would be like to spend Christmas abroad in the sun.
Now we know.
So Laura in Worcester said, I've saved her loads of money. That's what you need to do. Instead of booking an expensive trip at Christmas, just put Last Christmas on.
What a life
in June, during a heat wave. It's a great life hack, isn't it? I love that you played Last Christmas, Dave. I've started Christmas shopping already. Ooh. Winky face emoji from Lisa in Solihull. Merry June-mas, Dave and the team. And that's from Anne-Maria Laura at King Seddy Cakes. Magic FM will be absolutely livid that you've beaten them to 100% Christmas, says Bryony. And finally, from Ross in Northampton, this is a message for the parent or guardian of Dave Berry. Please come and collect him now.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
As we are all fully aware, the Euros are well underway. And of course, with every major football tournament comes one thing, the office sweepstake. But not everybody works in an office. And if you're one of those people who work similar hours maybe to us, or you work for yourself, or you work at home, you probably don't get included. But fear not, we had an idea. So back for the Euros 2024, we give you the secret sweepstake. So when you guys got involved in this a couple of weeks ago, you were all given a team, but you don't know which one. And as we move towards the business end of the tournament, you'll actually be invited on air with another listener and given the opportunity to swap teams. And then we'll reveal who has won, and they'll get themselves a rather swanky little prize. But for the first time since we launched the Secret Sweepstake, it is time now to say goodbye to some of our competitors. And these people will be hearing which team they got for the very first time. So it's difficult, this bit. Yeah. Kenny Bryan, a self-employed painter and decorator in East Kilbride. You were given Scotland.
Oh.
Your beloved Scotland, I presume. And you are out. Matt, could you give us a traditional Scottish farewell, please?
Catch us later.
Catch yous later, Kenny. Catch yous later, my friend.
I did the umpire.
I did too. I thought the umpire was coming back. I'm not a one man band.
And then we move to Group B, where Mark Kilinke, a car dealer from Northern Ireland, bang, you had Albania. Oh, and you are out of the secret sweepstakes.
They look pretty good at times then.
Matt, could you give it a traditional Albanian goodbye?
Lantimir.
Lantimir. Mark, Lantimir. Now we move to Group D, Poland. Lawrence, a self-employed window fitter from Solihull. You had Poland.
Oh.
And you are no longer in the secret sweepstake. I'm sorry. Matt, give us a traditional Polish goodbye.
Dawid Zenia.
Exactly.
Are you making these up?
No, these are really, well, they're all real.
I actually had to say to him, please don't make them up. Actually learn what they are, because it could be offensive. And he was like, yeah, I'll just make something up. I went, no, you can't make up Polish and Albanian, Matt. Very important. We do the research and the work, you know.
I have.
And you have, and it sounded great. Give us a Polish goodbye again.
Dawid Zenia.
There you go, Lawrence. So that is your secret sweepstake. We have our first three teams out. Of course, we'll be letting you know who you got when you're out. We'll be giving you a chance to swap. And then someone is going to find out that they were matched with the team that have won the Euros 2024. And they are going to be getting themselves a really nice prize.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
The weekend that just was, of course, the Isle of Wight Festival. And we have so much glorious stuff for you to enjoy, including performances and interviews and backstage stuff and brilliant sets. The whole lot lives on in the free brand new Rayo app. That is R-A-Y-O, available wherever you get your apps. It is well worth having on your phone or device. It is the brand new way to enjoy all things Absolute Radio. Now, of course, our hosts with the most at the Isle of Wight Festival were Sarah Champion and Ben Burrell, and they got to sit down with a true icon of music. We are talking Johnny Marr, and this happened.
I don't know how common knowledge it is, for instance, that he worked on the soundtrack for Inception, but is that something that you enjoy doing, and do you see yourself doing a bit more of that?
Yeah, well, that's the thing, really. Inception really was the start of a whole massive thing for me, because for a start, I really loved the movie and I really loved doing the music. And that was the first thing I did with Hans Zimmer. And then I think me and Hans I've done five movies with Hans now. I did, like you said, did the Bond movie, No Time to Die. And then I did a Spider-Man movie with him. I've done a couple of others.
Yeah, that's right. Johnny Marr is friends with Hans Zimmer.
Can I tell you a very quick fact about Johnny Marr?
Oh. No, let's move on. Yeah, of course you can.
He gave me my university degree.
Did he?
Yeah.
What did you buy?
Was he from a car bar?
Because he was...
What do you want? I'll have a 2-1. Okay, right, yeah, no problem. There you go. Did he? How? Why?
He was the honorary professor at...
Salford University, where I went. So, you know, at the ceremony, he gave me my
that
degree.
That is so that's cool.
I know.
Have you got a picture of that?
Yeah, somewhere. I'll dig it out.
Wow. I love that. So, Johnny Marr is friends with Hans Zimmer and Anna Geary, right? Yeah. So, if you get your head into that.
Can I give a quick fact? Hans Zimmer marked my key stage 3.
So we're going to do a little smash based on that exclusive content from the Isle of Wight Festival. As I say, available in the free Rayo app. We're going to smash together the Manchester music scene and movies, 8, 12, 15. So the number again, 8, 12, 15. Include your name so you can get the recognition you deserve. The Manchester music scene versus movies. I've got Hacienda Days.
Oh, very good.
Very,
yeah.
Very
and
nice.
This one's slightly lazy with Ian Jackie Brown.
Never knew that was his middle name.
No, yeah. Yeah. Matt, what you got for us?
How soon is apocalypse now? You're Oliver Twisting My Melon Man, and Love Actually will tear us apart.
Oh, he's right. A great set there, Matt Dyson. Anna Geary.
Sean Ryder of the Dead.
Nice.
And good. About a Joy Division.
Oh, great. Yes. And what have you got, Glenn?
Elblow. I am the Kesurrection. And Mar Attacks.
Yes. I am the Kesurrection.
Okay. Wow. It's the Manchester music scene versus movies. The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Welcome along to Absolute Radio, where just after 9 is shout-out time on this breakfast show. And moments ago, you were charged with the task of coming up with wordplay involving the Manchester music scene and movies, which is why Jim in Sloane Square has come up with War of the Stone Roses.
Oh, nice.
We've got Mad For It Max, which is great from Paul's in Ramsgate. Yeah. Wonderwall Lee from Dashing Teesside. Oasis Act. We've got... What's the Toy Story Morning Glory? Oh, is nice. Brilliant from Matt in Chesham. And the Bucket Hat List is my favourite from Wayne in Portsmouth. Matt, what about the socials?
In Spiral Car Pet Cemetery, says Jamie.
So
Kill Bill and Bellyache, says Rob on Twitter.
That's brilliant.
The Bonehead Collector, says Stwee. Oh. Romancing the Stone Roses, Black Grape Hawk Down from Tony. And John's gone for Fool's Goldfinger.
Oh!
Very nice.
So that was wordplay fun delivered, as always, effortlessly from your beautiful brains. Each and every one of you deserves your shout-out, and the smash will return to the breakfast show real soon.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show. We're just after 9:30 every single weekday morning during the Euros. We're having a little game named...
Five Players, $5,000 with Wix.
Yes, $5 Players, $5,000 with Wix. Get your garden ready for summer with Wix. Find everything you need, including garden storage, furniture and dining sets for your next garden project. Just shop at wix.co.uk. So as many of you are aware, the money has already been won. It was won last Friday by Susan, who matched Five Players' name with our very own Glenn Moore. But Wix love this so much, they have given us a Wix gift card worth £5,000, and that buys you an awful lot of garden storage. And playing this morning in Manchester is Dan. Good morning, Dan.
Morning, Dave. You okay? Morning.
Very good, man. How are you? Dan. Welcome
Hello.
Along
Hello.
To the show. Are you supporting England during the tournament?
Yeah. In England, just hope Gareth starts playing the players in the right position.
Yeah, you like to see a little
idea.
Rejig.
That'd be a good idea.
How do you think we're going to do this evening against Slovenia?
I mean, it should be. I mean, I'm not going to say it's going to be a walkover, but it should be a comfortable win. Hopefully, get a few players in to get them a bit of game time for the knockout stages. But yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, I'd like to see a bit of a mix up.
Yeah,
I think we all would, wouldn't we?
Why not? If we're
spice
through,
it up, Gareth. Spice it. We know you're listening. who do you support at club level, Dan?
I'm a big Man City fan. A proper Man City fan. I was there before the money.
That's what we all say.
All the Man City fans I know, they have to say that.
Yeah,
you do have to say that. You say I've been there for the money.
I respect it.
I was even talking to a Man City fan who was 12 the other day and he told me that. I said, that's just impossible. Okay, Dan, let's spin the random player generator. See who you're playing $5 Players, $5,000 with. Here we go.
Player generator.
Matt Dyson.
Anna Geary.
Glenn Moore.
Free choice.
The pothole princess is leaving the studio. Okay, here we go. So, Dan, as you're fully aware, I'm going to give you a first name, and all you need to do is try and think of a second name that would make up the full name of a professional football player from any league, any tournament in the world, any period in history. Let's just try and match up those names. As we now know, this can be done. So, good luck. Here we go. Your first name this morning is Lee, which we are spelling L-E-E, Lee.
Lee Catamol.
Ooh, nice. Mm.
Hasn't had a mention on the radio in a while.
No, I'm not sure if Harry will go.
I think Southgate should play him this evening, actually, to mix things up.
Just a really big sir. Yeah, imagine, how do you like it now? Yeah. Daddy, drink water, you're off! Okay, next up is Alex, A-L-E-X.
Could it be a manager?
If they were a former player.
If they played.
But you can give us you can give us any surname you want, really. You're just hoping Anna says it. So, what are you thinking, Dan?
I was thinking, I can use ladies footballers. Alex Scott.
Alex Scott.
Good one. That's a good one.
Prolific, Alex Scott. Excellent work. Okay, up next we have Jack.
Grealish.
Of course. Has to be.
Can it be a mayonnaise seller?
Can he peddle wares for my sandwiches this summer?
He is everywhere, isn't he? His face.
Well, apart from at the Euros, unfortunately, which is probably what he would have wanted.
I'm still not over that.
Dan, should they have taken Jack Grealish as a City fan?
I don't know. I mean, I think he would have been great to have been like as an extra option, but I don't think he's had enough like game time at club level this year.
Yeah.
So it's your fault.
Yeah. Pep's killed his career. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Pep was just about to give him another chance, then he heard that and he went, "Nah, maybe he's right." Yeah. Okay. Your penultimate name is Mark. M-A-R-K. Mark.
Mark Hughes.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. I would have gone Sparky Marquis.
I would have gone Viduka.
I would have
gone Mark Viduka as well.
Viduka. That's just because we're, younger, Matt, And finally, Theo.
Theo Walcott.
Yeah,
I think that's only one.
I saw Theo Walcott interviewed on Sky Sports News the other day, and I don't know, obviously he's his own person.
He's a great pundit,
How do you think we're going to do? And he just literally looked and went, "Well, we're not going to win it."
Oh, wow.
Thanks, Theo. Back to the studio.
Nice.
Dan, stay right there. Anna Geary is back in play on £5 Players £5 Grand. Next.
£5 Players £5 Grand with Wix.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
£5 Players £5 Grand with Wix.
So Dan has been pacing up and down whilst we all enjoyed that song across the Absolute Radio network, and it also gave Anna Geary an opportunity to walk back into the studio, and that means both Dan, not that I can see him, but I know Anna has got her game face on.
I have.
It's time to try and give away a £5,000 Wix gift card. Woo! How you feeling, Dan?
Yeah, I'm nervous.
Yeah, you're nervous.
Me too.
Okay. The first name this morning, L-double-E, Lee.
Sharp.
Yes, it's a good name, but no.
Sharp.
It's quite an obscure one from Dan, to be fair.
Lee Catamol.
No idea.
I thought you were going to say, he's got a lovely pub just off the M1. Yeah.
German championship level sort of midfielder,
Yeah, Dan, unfortunately, Catamol was your undoing. But Lee Sharp is... the reason I said yes is because that's what I would have said in that case. Dan, let's go through the remaining names, though, shall we? See how you did. Alex, A-L-E-X.
Alex. Ferguson.
Ooh, Alex Scott is what we had from Dan. But yeah, Ferguson, obviously, he did play before he was a manager. Jack.
Oh, Mr. Rip Calves. Grealish.
That's exactly what Dan said.
They're all charting out on the terraces. yes, Jack Grealish is correct.
We have
so you got
match.
One. What do you got for Mark? M-A-R-K.
Right. I think the only way is Essex.
Right, okay.
Crawley.
Yeah, the old Mark Wright.
Oh, he did play professionally, didn't he? Yeah.
Yes,
and there's
true,
also a Mark Wright.
And the old Mark Wright played for England, didn't he, back in the day? Yeah.
No, Mark Hughes.
Oh.
After all that. And Theo.
Woolcott.
Yes. Correct. Okay, that means it is 2 out of 5 on 5
so
players,
sorry.
5 grand with Wicks. Dan, really nice talking football with you. Enjoy the game tonight. And not that you need to hear this from me, but good luck next season to City. We'll speak to you real soon.
Cheers, Dan.
Nice one. Cheers, Dan. Take care. So this means we're playing a game tomorrow. The number to call right now, if you'd like to have a go, is 0330 123 1215.
5 players, 5 grand with Wix.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
And that's it for your Tuesday morning. Thank you ever so much for tuning into the show. And of course, to those of you who took the time to join in. And the show will live on forever. You can listen back in the brand new free Rayo app. Or of course, you can go grab the brand new edition of the Daily Podcast. Matt, it lacks a title at the moment.
Okay, what have we?
The podcast naming bell, in my mind, gave us a straight out versus battle. Mm-hmm. Between Stop Thinking About Lampard's Bottom, Everyone, and the most ill-placed Oompa Band of all time.
It has to be that iconic video of Scotland leaving their Euros hotel. Poor Scotland. With the band. Poor Scotland. Let's hope the Oompa Band don't come for England next.
So the podcast is therefore named the most ill-placed Oompa Band of all time. And as I say, you can get that wherever you get your podcasts. Up next, Leona's going to saunter into the studio and give it to you. She's going to give you the tea break trivia and the details you need to enter a competition that's going to see somebody win £250,000 this coming Friday. As for us four, well, we'll be back with you tomorrow morning from 6 a.m. So until then, stay safe, stay entertained. Arrivederci.